Millions of Americans a year suffer from a traumatic brain injury. Clark Elliott's an artificial intelligence expert at Chicago's DePaul University, and he was one of them. In 1999, he was in a car crash that changed dramatically the next decade of his life.
He chronicles those changes and how he recovered in a brand new book titled Ghost in My Brain. And Clark Elliott joins us here at WTOP. Thank you so much for being with us.
Sean, Hillary, thank you so much for having me.
This recovery comes with a new science known as brain plasticity. Explain what you were going through and how this helped.
Yes, Sean. After the car crash in 1999, I spent 8 years dealing with quite significant symptoms that at times I couldn't even name my five children in less than 3 or 4 minutes. Mm. At the end of that time, I was about to lose my house, my job, custodianship of my children, and probably become a ward of the state. But I got lucky. In a last gasp effort, I searched on the term brain plasticity, happened across Donnelly Marcus and her friend, the optometrist, her colleague, Deborah Zielinski. They focused on the modern concepts of brain plasticity, and that is using retinal inputs to modify our brains. And the idea here is that we have healthy real estate often after some of these difficult brain injuries, and that healthy brain real estate can take over the functioning of those parts of our brains that have been damaged. So Donna Lee used visual puzzles, paper and pencil visual puzzles, for me to retrain those healthy parts of my brain. And Deborah Zielinski used plain prescription eyeglasses, but very carefully prescribed to direct light to different parts of my brain. And in this way, we woke up those parts of my brain lying, in wait, so to speak, to take over for the damaged parts.
And you have made a full recovery since then?
I did indeed. And I want to stress that after 8 years, like 6 million other Americans living with this long-term injury from brain damage, after 8 years, even within just 3 weeks of beginning treatment, the ghost of who I had been started to return, and I was about 70% recovered. And then over the course of a year or two, I followed up with the glasses, successive prescription eyeglasses, and continued with the brain puzzles, fully recovered. All of my symptoms are gone.
So is this becoming common use in recovery from these types of injuries?
Well, that's the reason I wrote the book,
mm-hmm.
is these techniques are not widely known, I believe. But it is a long history. You know, at my website, I've got, for example, 700 references to neurodevelopmental optometric research. And yet, sometimes these treatments are slow. I want to stress that over those 8 years, I had MRIs and CT scans. I saw the best neurologists, went to rehab centers, and they were all consistent in telling me, Clark Elliott, you will never get better. This kind of brain damage is permanent. No one ever does recover.
Let me ask you, because concussions are kind of the brain injury du jour, right? We talk about it with NFL players, with kids in school and sports. How important is it for you, do you think, for educators and doctors and pediatricians to be aware of this?
Oh, critically important. You know, Hillary, between this time now, 3:15 here in Washington, and the same time tomorrow, we're going to have another 5,000 brain injuries in the United States alone. This is an epidemic. Not to mention, we have to wonder how many of these kids in schools with learning difficulties, you know, could actually be traced back to a previous brain injury that no one realized. It is so insidious what can happen, a simple slip on the ice, a minor fender bender, and you don't realize that some of your cognitive functioning has gone missing.
All right, Clark Elliott, thanks so much for being with us. Good luck
Thank
with the
you.
Book. We appreciate you being here today.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Clark Elliott is author of the new book, Ghost in My Brain. He'll appear tonight at 6:30 at Busboys and Poets on 14th Street in the District.